This is an ABC podcast.
Saturday Breakfast with Amber on 102.5 ABC Perth.
It's actually Roots and Shoots. That was meant to be. I might try and have another crack at that, Sabrina Hahn. I can't even get your microphone on. That would be a great start.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, here we are. I think you got it. Have you got it? No?
Yeah, I have got it.
Okay, go on.
Let's turn that off and turn that on.
Go. Yeah. That's
You're with Amber and Sabrina for Roots and Shoots Gardening on 102.5 ABC Perth and ABC Radio WA.
There we go. This is the April 11th edition of Roots and Shoots with your favourite rooters and shooters.
Yep, and I have to say that my rooting's coming along very well because I took a lot of cuttings.
You did for me.
Yes, and they're all potted up and your rootlings are in their shooting.
They're in a nice, what was the other one?
Hellebores and the blood lily.
Blood.
The haemanthus.
If last week was the what do you keep in your bra edition.
Ah, yes.
I'm interested to see how this week will pan out, but I could not get the thought of the woman on the train in the 1930s with baby chickens in her bras and sitting opposite that woman and thinking you might be on some kind of acid trip because her breasts were moving.
Yeah.
Writhing, in fact.
That'd just... Writhing and tweeting. I would...
We've got a couple of points. We've got some church notices to get
through. We have some church notices. Okay, so we know that the harvesting is taking place in the southwest. I had an email and a very disturbing little video from one of the wildlife carers down there. Now, the grain trucks are coming through, and particularly Shane's Beach Road, the road to Ravensthorpe, the South Coast Highway and Chester Pass Road. The grain trucks are coming through, and some of those grain trucks are losing their grain. The carnabies and the Borden cockatoos are so starving, so the grain spills out on the edges of the road. Flocks of 40 or 50 are coming in to eat the grain because they're starving. But these are big birds and it takes them a long time to get off the ground. Then the next truck comes through and it's just cleaning them up. So cars and trucks are hitting these cockatoos on the sides of the road that are after the spilled grain. Now, the carers down there are what they would really like you to do is if people can take a photo of where the cockatoos are feeding, tell, say where they are. If you can get a photo of the grain trucks that are spilling the grain in the first place, that would be really helpful. That one of the carers there will take all this information and present it to the companies that have got the grain trucks that are not doing the right thing. And the community has come together and they're putting up notices saying, please slow down, cockatoos ahead. So if you see cockatoos that are feeding on spilled grain, can you send this information to one of the carers? And I'm going to give you her email address. It's violentfem181@gmail.com. So that's violentfemme181@gmail.com. The more information we get, the more we can protect these birds because they are endangered. So if we lose 40 just in one grain spill, that has a devastating effect and an impact on the population. So if you miss that and you want to know what it is again, our beautiful Ash has it up on the screen. So violentfem181@gmail.com.
In the meantime, if you would like to ask Sabrina Hahn a question, 1300 22 1025 is the number for you to call with your gardening questions. We have a couple of lines free. It is 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. I forgot where I was in space and time. Now we have another. Right.
We've got another church notice.
We've got a friend to speak to.
Yes, we do.
Lisa Passmore, friend of the show. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Lovely to be here. How are we all?
Very
fantastic.
Well, Lisa, and I'm getting very excited about the Perth Garden Show, which starts this coming Friday.
Oh, yes, I'm so excited too, Sabrina. And you're going to be there as well.
I will be there. There'll be lots of sensational speakers there this year. So, Lisa, I know there was a bit of, I suppose people were a bit disappointed like 5-10 years ago with the Perth show, but I'm telling everyone this year is going to be a cracker. So can you tell us why this year is going to be a really good show?
Well, as you know, and you share with your listeners, last year we did a relaunch and moved to a new venue with different management, and your support was incredible, your listeners who came along, and it was just such a great year. We did have a few things to contend with, including the federal election on the same weekend, but this year, look, the weather's looking amazing. We've built on the success of last year, and it's grown. It's bigger. And it's better than it's been. So it's extraordinary. We've got, all the things that people want to see, the amazing plant market with the unusual and the rare plants. We've got daily seminars with Perth's top horticulturalists, demonstrations, and something for everyone. So we've really expanded on that sustainability focus. There's information on composting and recycling, water-wise gardening, water-wise garden designs.
Yeah, we've got some display gardens this year, which is great.
We certainly do. We've got the pocket garden area with new emerging landscape designers, plus the achievable gardens, which are the 5x5 gardens. There's lots of those. And the Garden Gurus are doing a show garden as well. So there's that. Forever Project with Chris Ferreira is back doing the blank canvas makeovers each day, transforming a bare patch into a themed garden. We've got Open Gardens WA doing a tiny garden display area as well. And the Kalamunda Garden Festival patch will be back, which is brilliant.
Yeah, because that's all the little growers there, they come along.
Exactly, absolutely. And that'll be a bit of a changeable feast, different to growers coming on different days in the patch. So to that end, we've actually got multi-day passes available so people can come back and see more.
That is a great idea. Well, yeah. I just think it's going to be an absolute cracker of a show. And there's so many people involved this year. It's really family focused this year too, isn't it, Lisa? So
right, yeah, we've got interactive workshops and discovery trails.
So yep, yep.
Something for everyone. Garden questions answered at the Knowledge Centre, Richgrow Knowledge Centre. Gosh, there's so much, Sabrina.
I know. I'm so excited, Lisa. So I'm going to encourage everyone that's listening to the program to please come and support it, because it's just going to get bigger and better each year.
Lisa Passmore, thank you for having a chat with us on Roots and Shoots.
Look, my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing everyone next weekend.
Beautiful. Thanks, Lisa. Now we have Kim in Safety Bay. Good morning to you, Kim.
Hey, good morning, Amber. Good morning, Sabrina.
Morning, Kim.
Mate, I have a fantastic passion fruit vine growing really well, huge, lots of flowers. Probably a handful of bees are maintaining the flowers.
Yep.
But I have friends that have got passion fruit vines that have now got fruit on.
Yeah.
I don't have any fruit yet.
How old is your passion fruit vine?
2 years, so it's still got life in it.
Okay. All right. Yep, still got plenty of life. Now, there is something really weird going on with passion fruit. I don't know if it's the selection, the variety, what's happening with the pollen. Some people are having no pollen forming whatsoever. I've read everything that I can find on why some passion fruit is not developing pollen. So I don't know if it's the strain that we're breeding the passion fruit from, or if it's a nutrient. So what I'm saying to people is, Feed your passion fruit vine. Feed it. They grow all year round. You need to fertilize all year round. You also need to improve the soil, and that has to be done every single year, twice a year. You need to put compost on, get some rock minerals in there, feed it to get it to develop some flowers.
Okay, thank you very much. Sabrina, when the fruits do eventually come, how long does it take for them to ripen? I know you leave them on till basically they nearly fall off
before
you pick them. So that,
it depends on the weather, Kim. So in winter they're going to take much longer, and sometimes they don't actually colour up, but they're ripe on the inside. But you're looking at around 6 weeks.
Oh, okie dokie.
Yep.
Rightio.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So feed my passion fruit.
Yes, that's
thank
the
you
way.
Very much.
Okay.
Send photos when they're done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. Tanya is in Kawaramup. Good morning, Tanya. What's your question for Sab?
Good morning, ladies. I'm actually phoning on behalf of my friend who lives in Margaret River.
Yeah.
She wants to know if she could plant a crepe myrtle.
Definitely.
It's sandy soil and it's a southwest facing spot.
Yep, no problem. She definitely can. Crepe myrtles do very well down there in Margaret River. So just get lots of good tucker in the soil. They like free draining soil, so you've already got that. So you just need to add lots of compost and some cow poo, give it a good start in life, fertilise it in spring and summer, and then you ease off because, of course, they go dormant in winter. But they do very well down there.
Great. And the other quick question is she would like to plant a deciduous small tree in a northwest facing corner.
Yep.
I get with sandy soil. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Yeah, I'd go Cercis, C-E-R-C-I-S, Oklahoma.
It's a place I love to be. Musical theatre and gardening. What more could you want? This is very good service here. Tanya, now why did you have to phone for a friend? Is she shy?
Yes, she's a little bit shy, but we were just talking about it yesterday at lunch and I said, oh, it's all right, I'll give Sabrina a call.
You are a lovely friend.
What a mate. What a good friend. All right.
Awesome.
Crepe myrtle.
Okay, thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Vera is in Duncraig. Good morning, Vera. What's your question for Sab?
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. We moved into a house in Duncraig about 18 months ago that had this beautiful giant elk horn that was apparently decades old and was attached to half a palm tree trunk. You know, what I mean by that is they had sawn off the trunk and it was attached to that. And it was just beautiful. And then one night we heard this massive thud and when we got up in the morning, it had fallen off the trunk. I guess the weight and all of that.
Yeah, they do eventually,
So what we've tried to do in a very amateurish way is we've tried to kind of we lifted it up on a sling and put something underneath it to support the weight and it was going great for a while and then it started to separate again and we've hoiked it up again, but we just don't know what else to do.
Okay, what I want you to do is hoik it back down again. So what you're going to have to do, Vera, with those really old ones is you have to cut them up. So you have to lessen the weight. Now, the very, very, very best tool for that is a reciprocating saw. It makes short work of it. So you can either cut it. I would cut it in thirds or quarters. All that packing at the back, you don't need that. So you can pull some of that away.
Okay.
So do that and get the recip saw, cut it up, remount it. It's better to mount them on proper wood. Rather than anything plastic, and then you can get stainless steel wire and wire it to the new board and then hang them up. But you will definitely have to take the weight off and you'll have to slice and dice.
Oh, it's a shame because it's just a magnificent beast.
Absolutely,
it really is.
I know. But you'll be leaving it to be a magnificent beast for the next generation.
Yeah. Just one more question, Sabrina. Someone said the problem is it's in quite a bit of sunlight. It does have palms, tall palms on one side of it, but, you know, in the Perth heat,
No, move it into a much more protected spot.
Full shade or dappled or?
Full shade. Full shade.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how it's survived so far.
I know, but it probably gets burnt. It probably gets burnt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on you, Vera.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera.
Bye. I'm so excited because I know I shouldn't be distracted and watching television. But if people want to know, Artemis 2 has successfully splashed down in the Pacific Ocean. All the they're just pulling the getting.
We did bring it live.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh damn! I've only just seen it.
It's an hour and a half late.
I've been so worried.
It was heart stopping. I've got to tell you that. Yeah, and it was worth worrying. Now we have a little friend.
Yes.
Says hi. My name is Armani from Tuart Hill. I would like to know what I can do to help my strawberries grow better and produce more fruit, so that I get enough to make strawberry jam. This is my strawberry patch. I love listening to you ladies on my way to dance in the morning. I should mention I'm 7 and a bit shy.
Oh,
hi, Armani.
Hello, Armani.
Friend of the show.
Gorgeous, gorgeous boy. So, or girl, they don't say. It's a little
girl.
Little girl. Oh, she's so sweet. And look at her in her strawberry patch. Okay, Armani. So, now, liquid fertilizing. They love liquid fertilizing.
Okay.
And they will produce much more fruit. And you need a liquid fertilizer that's got humic acid and potassium and all the other minerals. So, if you can liquid fertilize them once a fortnight, you are going to get such a bumper crop.
There you go. That's advice from the master, the grand high priestess of gardening, Sabrina Hahn, Mother Superior of the Sisters of Precious Little.
Yes, indeed.
And just a little glimpse behind the scenes here. Sometimes what you can't see when Sabrina is explaining in great detail and accurate and kind of science-based her just vast encyclopedic knowledge, I sit here nodding. Like I know what she means.
Yeah, well, you often do. Well, you look like you do.
I've got no idea. Yeah, that's the thing.
Anyway,
I look like I do.
That encourages me to keep on.
Well, that's probably my job, isn't it?
It is, to encourage me to keep
enthusiastic
on.
Enthusiastic nodding.
Now, people want to know where the garden show is next weekend.
Oh, true, yes.
Where is it?
It's at McCallum Park at Garland Street, Victoria Park, WA, 6100 if you needed the postcode. It's right on the river. So just repeating, the garden show next weekend, starting next Friday. Is that
right? This coming
Friday. It is at McCallum Park in Victoria Park, which is on Garland Street, right on the river. So what a gorgeous location. Get down there.
So you know heaps of stuff.
I know heaps of stuff. I also know that we didn't get to mention that great big truck that's coming through with all its plants that have been through quarantine, and you get the rare things.
Oh, yes.
Her little
so
face.
So excited.
I swear to God, it's your favourite time of year, that truck. She's...
I go in there and I'm drooling because you can't get any of those plants here. It's like I am like a kid in a bloody toy shop.
I wish I could accompany you to this.
And I go, oh my God,
got,
look at this.
Got, how many trolleys have you got?
To boxes.
Yeah.
People actually, speaking of that, people bring like almost semi-trailers with them when they to collect their plants, but you don't need to do that. They have parcel pickup. You just go, you say, I want all of that section there of those plants, and then they box it and you give the ticket, and then someone comes out and loads it in your car for you.
Oh, nice. Well, that's efficient. It's like they know what they're doing. Linda knows what she's doing, or maybe she doesn't, which is why she's called in. Good morning, Linda.
Hello, how are you, Rose?
Good, Linda.
Brilliant. We are.
Good. Good, good. I've sent in a photo. I've got a red capsicum in the front yard, which I've planted in December.
Yeah.
Yes, it's little. Yeah, it's really tiny. It's only sort of about 45 centimetres high at the moment.
Yeah.
As you can see, there's sort of like some new growth and lots of new little branches growing, but I'm wondering when I should start pruning it to create a good shape.
Now.
Okay.
This is the perfect time. So even though you're very excited because you've got 45 centimetres of tree, I'm going to get you to take 10 centimetres off that tree.
Wow.
And where you prune it down, prune it above a leaf node. just above. Now, it does seem like you're doing the wrong thing, but in actual fact, you are going to get a much better shaped tree.
Okay. Yep. Beautiful. Yep. Exciting. And then when should I move it from the central stake, which was in when I bought it, to like a three stake system?
Now, take that central stake out. You want it to move a little bit, but not too much. Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Very exciting. Thank
you. Love your work, Linda. Love your work.
1-300-221-025 is the number if you have a question for Sabrina, which Winnie has. Good morning, Winnie.
Winnie!
It's our mate from Yelling Up.
Nice to hear from you. I tell you, it's colder down here than a mother-in-law's kiss this morning.
Oh, is it really?
It is.
Do you know what? I hope to be a mother-in-law one day, and I'm warm-hearted.
Yeah, she's got warm lips. I've kissed those lips.
Every Saturday.
And I liked the it.
Straight on my face.
The big red lipstick, you know, the big lips, and they give you the big kiss on the side of your face, and you can't wash it off for a week. It's fantastic. Yeah. That's what you want.
Do you know, in the olden days, Winnie, because I live with my nan lived with us, she used to wear bright red lipstick, but her eyesight wasn't that flash, so where the lipstick went covered almost the lower half of her whole face, and she used to do that because she hated my father and the feeling was mutual. She used to give him a big kiss on the cheek whenever he came home. And you're right, you could not get that lipstick off. I think it was made with lead in those days or something. Like it was stayed on the lips for a long time.
Winnie, I'm gonna derail you for a sec. My beautiful now departed mother-in-law left this earth after having succumbed to Alzheimer's, and there was a day when she loved makeup, she loved being well groomed, but the nail polish on the eyebrows and the teeth was a special day, and everyone got really upset about it, and I'm just like, tell her she looks gorgeous. That's all you need to say. Anyway, Winnie, did you have a reason for calling, Winnie? Have we just completely...
I talked to you about my personal grooming skills, or deportment skills, I should say.
And to malign your mother-in-law.
No, what I want to let Sab know, it's some exciting news for her, because about 20 years ago, Sab, we bought some snotty gobbles, right?
Yeah.
And guess what?
Are they snotting up? You've got a snot.
They're flowering for the first time in 20 years.
My goodness.
I reckon I'm going to invite the neighbours over and have a party, and we're going to celebrate it because we're going to drink to you, because you said it would happen. You said commercial. You just
had to be patient, Winnie, and hoorah, and up she rises. Now, your snotty gobble has it's finally found what it needs from some other plant. And so it's producing fruit. Now, snotty gobbles live for a long... It's going to outlive you, I have to say, Winnie. They are very long-lived. And once they've started fruiting, you will be able to collect snot every year.
Snot being flowers.
At least I know, girls, what I can put on my coffin. You know what I'm saying?
We'll put a little branch of the snotty gobble on there. Yeah, because once they start fruiting... You're looking good. Winnie, I'm so proud, and I'm even prouder that you didn't pull it out or the kangaroos ate it down to nothing.
No, I'm very excited, Sab, because it reminded me of Mick Malthouse's great saying, you know, the earth is slow and the ox is patient. Remember that saying?
I do, and he's right.
This feels like a very...
Tasting a glass of red tonight, Sam, with the neighbours. So we're going to stand in front of the snotty gobble and think of you. How about that?
Can you send a picture to me, Winnie?
Yes, now.
Yeah, well.
No,
I will.
Tonight, when he's got the wine, you've got to celebrate the snot. You could even... So it's flowering but not fruiting yet.
It's fruiting and it's about to flower.
Oh, okay.
So exciting.
Congratulations, Winnie. Thanks for bragging so publicly.
I don't get out much these days.
Doesn't matter. Even if you were a movie star, you'd get excited about your snotty gobble fruiting, Winnie.
Thanks, girls. And Winnie. My mother used to say to everyone every weekend, are you concentrating? Yes. She used to say to me, make sure you eat properly and get some rest over the weekend, won't you please, dear?
Winnie, thank you for that. Congratulations on the flowering or fruiting snotty gobble.
Yeah.
Ellie is in Guildford. Good morning to you, Ellie. What's your question for Sab?
Not
sure she's having a good laugh over there.
I am. I love your show so much. Can I just come and sort of hang out around the back of your chairs and see
you? Absolutely. Speaking of which,
are you coming next week?
I can't. Oh, bummer. I wanted to. I really did. I really
Never
did.
Mind. We'll have more shows.
I know. And I'll be there.
Excellent.
But thank you for your show. I love it. Mine is a very dull question after the snotty gold. There's no snot. There's none of that. But it was just my daisies that are really just survived through the summer. Can all the new little ones are coming up underneath. Am I too late to just hack it back?
No. No, not at all. No, hook in.
Right. I'm going to do it.
Go hard. Go hard, Ellie.
And can I also say, you know, you were chatting about the stuff down your bra, putting stuff down your bras.
Yes.
It made me laugh so much because I thought, if I put anything down any bra, any top of mine, it would just fall straight out onto the floor. So I just love that people are carrying around chickens and kangaroos.
Secateurs, all their credit cards. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, lady.
Hip flasks.
Thank you, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie.
1-300-22.
Forget about your hip. Go the bra for a hip flask. We need a bra flask. You could have one that actually has a groove down the middle, so you could have gin on one side of the hip, the bra, and then tonic on the other, and it could mix in your mouth as you swallow it.
And I was just envisaged perhaps a straw that extended up to your mouth.
Oh yeah, you could do that too,
like those beer hat things.
Yeah,
you could have a vodka bra thing. I don't know. I don't drink anymore. Put coffee in it.
I can experiment for you.
You can. 1-300-221-025. You get to speak to Sabrina Hahn in the flesh. She's a national treasure, and you get to chat to her every Saturday morning as Kerry has called in. What's your question for Sab, Kerry? Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like some recommendations for small evergreen trees about 3 metres.
More of a bush, really, isn't it, Kerry? 3 metres.
Yes. Shrub.
Shrub. Now, do you know what's sensational for Coogee is the Fremantle Mallee. It is the most beautiful little tree/shrub and it is sensational in coastal sandy soil. The little birds love it. So its proper name is Eucalyptus fecunda. So Foecunda. So the Fremantle Mallee. It does really well.
Sounds good. Is there anything that is dense? We're trying to block you into the property.
It's very dense. It only gets to 3 metres, but it grows like a really dense shrub.
Is it thick across the bottom as well?
Yep, it shoots from the base. It's a proper mallee. So from the very bottom of the tree, it shoots right at the base.
Is it okay in a pot?
Perfect in a pot.
Can you think of another one? I hear you say thyrsus from time to time.
That's a deciduous tree and that's a tree. So you have a trunk at the bottom, no leaves at the bottom, and it's deciduous. So it loses all its leaves in winter.
Is there another small...
Yep, you could put in a Melaleuca. So there's so many Melaleucas that shoot from the base and then, you know, very, very dense. So have a look at the smaller Melaleucas. There's heaps of them that only get to 3 to 4 metres.
Okay, good luck with that, Kerry. We are halfway through the show. We've got a couple of lines free, 1-300-221-025. Call now for SAP.
It is that time again.
It is.
Sabrina's musical pick of the week. Pick of the week.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here we go now.
DJ Sabby Sab.
DJ, get down.
Break it down, Steve.
This is kind of a pretty chilled sort of a, you know, we're chilling vibe out this morning. So this is Paolo Nutini and the song is called Candy.
Nice. Oh, Paolo Nutini with Candy there for Sabrina's Pick of the Week.
You're with Amber and Sabrina for Roots and Shoots Gardening on 102.5 ABC Perth and ABC Radio WA.
As we are in the middle of April, when the weather is absolutely sublime, the water in the ocean is flat as a tack. We're hearing reports from people who are out there looking at these things. And one more thing we forgot to mention about the gardening show is that Gardening Australia's Hannah Maloney will also be at the garden show launching her book, Why We Garden. She's going to be doing signings every day.
And she is a great chick.
She's a ripper.
She is a great chick.
1300 221 0025. If you would like to ask...
What's her name?
What button is this? What's it, her over
her,
there?
She, them.
Her inside.
Yep.
A question which Terry from Mandurah has called in. Hi, Terry. We've got pictures here.
Oh, pictures.
A mulch situation. Is that a tree has come down situation? What are we looking at here, Terry?
It's bird of paradise that my son has removed from behind his shed.
Yes.
In Cairns. And he's wondering what he can do to stop them from coming back.
Did you say in Cairns?
Yeah,
you can tell it's in Cairns because look how lush and green all the growth is. I love Cairns. I could probably live in Cairns.
Don't.
I agree.
No, I won't, but I like going there for a holiday. Anyway, he will, oh, dearie me, he's got 10 years of controlling that. Up his sleeve. Don't tell him that, though. Let's lie to him and say, oh, no, you know, it's not too bad. I would definitely go and get some blackberry and tree killer, which I would mix with kerosene. And every time you see a little bit just peeking up its little head, you're going to paint it with the blackberry tree killer and kerosene. Now, glyphosate, it just sheds it, laughs at it, goes, that's not going to do anything. Give me some more of that. So persistence is what he's going to have up his sleeve.
But he's going to have a lot of that in the garden.
Yeah, so don't tell him that it's going to be 10 years' worth because he won't want to hear that.
Okay, thank you, Sabrina. And if I've got time for another quick one.
Yeah, frangipani.
A citrus tree. A citrus tree further along from the frangipani.
Yeah, I see it. Yep.
How much can he lock that down by?
Do you know if it's a lemon or a lime?
Isn't it frangipani? Oh.
No, that's on the other side.
We've dealt with that one.
Do you know what it is? Which citrus?
I thought he said a mandarin.
Okay, so a mandarin, I concur with my assistant horticulturalist here. Only a third. Yep.
Okay.
I was very helpful, Terry. Thank you for calling, and good on you for calling for your son. It's like a couple of weeks ago it was parent week, wasn't it? Bring your child's garden questions to Sabrina. Hello to Fred and Joanne. They say that we are both top shelf champagne. Does that make us brew to brew?
I think it does. Brew to brew.
What is brew to brew?
It's more of a drier champagne.
Dry to dry.
That's us, dry to dry.
She says, we're listening to you while in Queensland and loving it. P.S., can I tip prune my new limes after the Ulysses butterfly has laid its grunts on the leaves? What? Is that a typo? Leaves?
No.
Are they called grunts?
Yeah, the way they eat your bloody lime tree, they are. Yes, you can. Yes, definitely. And thank you for listening all the way in beautiful Queensland.
Sunny Queensland in Cairns, I believe. In Caranda. I think I know Joanne and Fred.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Caranda rhymes with veranda.
Yeah.
Now, there was somebody else that I wanted to see who texted when we first came on air, and I'm just scrolly-wally.
Oh, that one? Is it that one with the flowers?
No, someone said that we were like adopted mums.
Oh, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Two little, you know, I'm the Abuelita, you'll be one day, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
would be nice. Anyway, whoever you are says that listens to the show, very young by the looks of you. And thank you for making us your adopted mummies. Aww. We love that.
We'll
be anyone's mum.
We will.
Phil, are we young enough to be old enough to be your mummy, Phil? That's a bit weird, wasn't it? Sorry, Phil.
G'day, Phil. How's your bush?
Your bush is not looking too good, actually, I have to say, Phil.
No, it's not. It's a plant grows on a verge in a horrible Safety Bay sands, but it grows.
Right.
And,
okay.
I can hear birds. Can
hear birds. Now, is that because I've got a picture of something that's half dead and it's got that cluster caterpillar on it, and then a picture of the green bits. Does the green bits have those dead bits in it? Is that what the picture's all about?
Oh, that's just for a bit of context in terms of the plant itself. I call it a ground cover, but I'm not sure which one it is.
Okay, so it looks like Revillia crithmifolia. Now, the...
Crithmifolia? Is that like a lip?
Crithmifolia. So you have got that webbing caterpillar. Now, there's nothing you can do about it because the caterpillars are inside that webbing. So the best thing to do is prune the hell out of your ground cover. Because you need to get rid of the cluster caterpillars.
Yes.
Now.
Okay, that was what I thought I'd have to do.
And it's crithmifolia, so it will come back.
Excellent. Okay.
So go hard this weekend, Phil.
Go early, go hard.
Yep.
It's the sports show. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can stick around for Clint afterwards.
Give my opinion on some stuff.
Men in hats. They always sound so earnest, don't they, all the sporty people? Phil, very earnest.
Phil, thank you for calling. Well, see, we've got fronds with benefits here, haven't we?
Yeah, they just have men with hats on backwards.
We should not malign my colleagues.
No. Hopefully, and you know, sport is almost as popular as Roots and Shoots. So true. We have to support them.
We do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we'd be number one for sure.
As we were talking to Phil, I accidentally found the eject button on my chair, didn't I?
That was so funny. You suddenly catapulted forward.
I pitched forward. And I came as close as I've ever come to dropping a bomb on the show. And I've not only come close to dropping bombs that begin with F, I've actually done it on the phone to Dr. Carr. Hello, Kim in Albany.
It's easy to do. Easy to do. Hello, Kim.
Dropped a pen too. What's your question for Sab, Kim? I've got the sillies.
We had we moved down here from Perth 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I have never regretted one moment.
I know. Albany is so beautiful.
Jealous. You should see it today. It is
awesome. I wish I was there.
Mm.
I can see out on Middleton Beach. Oh, man. We have a wattle tree. Well, we don't anymore. It died. And I think the house is about 10 years old.
Yep.
And so I know that the wattles grow quickly. It's one with very silvery grey frond.
Okay.
And very bright yellow. Anyway, it died. So it's down to a stump.
Yep.
And I'm wondering two questions. The best way to get the stump out.
Okay. So now the good thing about wattle, I have to tell you, the wood is very hard. Yes. And if you want to get the stump out, the best thing for you to do is to have a reciprocating saw and start cutting the roots off below the ground. The great thing about a recip saw is you can cut through dirt. It doesn't affect the saw, and that's what you're going to have to do. I really, they should name a recip saw after me because I recommend them all the time. They're a gardener's dream.
Why don't you design one and start flogging them?
Actually, I need to design one for women. I need to design a whole pile of tools for women because men design them for men.
Here's a new job for the audience.
Yeah.
The Sabrina Hahn recip saw. Let's give that a name.
Yes. Yeah. And a different design for women's hands because our hands are usually, especially older women, Because we have to do all our own stuff now.
With a bit of arthriticus involved.
Yeah, with a little bit of the touch of the arthritis.
Have we helped Kim?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Kim has to get a recip saw and she has to get a longer blade so that you can get down into the soil. So get a high-pressure hose, blast all the soil out around the base of the stump so you can see where the roots are. Then you get the recip saw and you just go...
I've got a name for it.
Because it's a recip.
Kim, what do you reckon? What do you think of this? Hans Hacker.
I like that.
My brother has always been saying, get a reciprocating saw, there you Kim. Go.
Every gardener has to have one, Kim.
So you and your view of Middleton Beach, lady, we're so jealous.
No, I know.
Get out there, get yourself a recip saw, get yourself the Hans Hacker and get onto it.
There's a port open day today, so I'm hoping to go down there, down the CBR.
Nice. Now you're making us even more jealous.
Yeah.
Oh, stop
bye.
It.
We're going to hang up on you now. Bye. Thanks, Kim. See you. Bye.
Now, on recip saws, for women that are buying recip saw that may have a little touch of the arthritis, try them all first because some of them are really, really heavy and they're big and bulky. And the one I've got, because I got the biggest one I could get that's not a chainsaw, I have to do a double grip on it.
Okay.
So I think the Hahn Hacker, I think we need we need one designed for women's hands.
Sabrina.
That's clever.
Oh, Sabrina's Saber, says Vivian and Wesley DeVall.
We have to write these down because when we market it, we'll choose them. Do you know our listeners are
the best.
So clever.
Yeah.
Kath wanted to know who the singer was.
Paolo Nutini.
Yep. Beautiful man.
Yeah. Mark is in Waikiki. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you going?
Do you like the Sabrina or do you fancy the Hahn Hacker or?
I think the Hahn Hacker is pretty good, but I would also put no saw arm with an AW as the motto for it.
That's clever.
You're talking about recip saws and I've used them for quite a number of years.
Yeah.
I would say don't wet the soil before you run the saw through it because you're getting up with dirt inside the machine
and you'll
kill something. So you're better off digging around as much as you can.
That's a good tip.
Put some glasses on and then use a blower. Just use a blower to get all the sand
blower.
Out of it.
See, this is why you need men because they have all that sort of long-term practical experience stuff.
Yeah, and the other thing I'd suggest is that when you buy them, although it's nice to have a long-lasting battery, you really want to go with a 2-amp hour or similar because then it's way lighter. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, because I got the big kahuna and she gets a bit heavy. Well, hasn't she been hacking away for a while?
Mark has been very helpful.
Well, we love you, Mark. So thank you so much.
I've got a few NDIS clients and they like to get involved in stuff and they really struggle with the weight of some of these heavier ones.
Yeah. So you're a champion, Mark.
Champion.
My question's a quick one. So you were talking about the Fremantle Mallee.
Yes.
And I'm in coastal conditions and it sounds like it ticks all the boxes, but I didn't know whether it has invasive roots or not.
Not at all.
Oh, that's perfect then. Yeah, now that sounds
really good. It's such a beautiful little tree.
I want to try and encourage because we got a lot of birds around and I'd like to see more. So
the flowers are quite small and the buds are small, so the little tiny birds love it.
Now, they're not deciduous, is that right?
No, they're evergreen. Evergreen.
Okay, perfect. Mm. Yeah, that's even better. Yeah, mm. Yep. Okay. All right, that's fantastic. All right, love your work, ladies.
Thank you, Mark.
We love your work.
On your mate. What a guy. Now, where are we going to? Betty in Morrawa. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, ladies. I have a question about how do you make passion fruit?
Okay.
I don't know what fertilisers are best for them and what you should do.
This is a $60 million question these days because a lot of passion fruit don't fruit. Okay, so I would get a passion fruit that is not grafted, that has been grown on from seed. Now, passion fruit are seriously hungry growers. They do not like heavy soil. They will grow in it if you build the soil up. So some parts of Morawa have clay and other parts are quite sandy. So it depends on your soil type. You need lots of compost and some poo, whether it's sheep poo, cow poo, chicken poo, doesn't matter what poo it is. You're going to dig a trench and you're going to fill that trench with compost and poo, 50-50 mix. Then you're going to put fertilizer down, and it has to be fertilizer that's quite high in potassium. And you will need to feed it at the beginning of every single season. So four times a year, and you need to put the fertilizer along the entire run of wherever there's green growth at the top. The root system will go along that. So that's the trick to getting passion fruit vines to fruit in their second year and to continue to fruit.
That's wonderful advice. So I thank you for that. But I'm not sure where you get a non-grafted passion fruit.
They will actually have written on it if it's a grafted passion fruit. It'll be written on it. So if it's not, if it doesn't have grafted written on it, you've got one that's grown either from a cutting or from seed.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay,
very
good. Thanks, Thank you, Betty.
Now, a couple more suggestions for Sabrina's reciprocal saw.
Yes.
Sab saw.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sab saw.
Handy garden saw. The handy tool. What have we got? Sab Saber. I'm very fond of that. A couple of suggestions for this. Stand by. Han Solo.
I love it.
Perfect. Yeah, Han Solo. Hans Hacker, Sab Saber.
Oh,
keep them coming.
Great.
Victoria is in Bouvard. Bonjour.
Good morning to both of you.
It's like the little piece of French Canada is that Bouvard is French Perth.
Oh, is it?
It is now.
Yep, we've just named it so.
Ooh la la.
Okay, good to know.
What's your question?
What's happening?
I sent you a photo of our Janista yellow imp.
Yep.
Look, she was thriving, looking fantastic.
Yep.
She flowered several months ago.
Yeah.
And now she looks like the photo I sent you.
Yeah, like half dead. Like,
yeah.
I just don't think they're a very – I don't know. I find Janista, the dwarf one, to be not very – it's really fickle.
Oh, okay.
So
great.
They tend to last like a couple of years and then they just fall off the perch.
Oh. Mm. Well, I don't know if this one is a dwarf because on the tag...
No, it's quite big, isn't it?
Grows 3 metres.
Yeah, well,
Thinking, well, that's huge. Yeah. I'll probably put it in the wrong spot.
I reckon it's got a fungal rot anyway, so you may as well rip it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh. And I know in France you wouldn't possibly do that in Bouvard. In France. But no, honestly, Victoria, it's too much mucking around and it's probably going to die anyway.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
It'll be easy to pull out of the ground, though. There's a plus.
There you go. Au revoir.
Well, that's good. I won't need any instruments to do it with.
No, you won't. You won't.
You won't need the Sab Sip Saw.
No.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Or the Hans.
Now, rapid round
as
we are drawing
fire
to
it off.
A close. What somebody wants you to repeat how to get a passion fruit to fruit.
Oh, that was so long. It's on where we've got
too
a podcast.
Long?
Listen to the podcast.
Listen back to Roots and Shoots. You can find it every week. When is the best time to prune my Leucospermum?
After it finishes flowering.
There you go. Just through the front yard to start again. Normal high Wickham sand, any natives to avoid and anything to consider with that big fig about 30 metres away.
Oh, no, that's all right. The big fig's a long way away. Go to the Perth Garden Show. You'll be spoilt for choice.
Take photo with you.
60 million. They've got designers there who will give you, and I'll be there on Friday and Sunday.
Nice. Okay.
Come and see me.
Hey, thanks for your company. That concludes another edition of Roots and Shoots. We are in the studio live next week. The audience is full. See you next week. It's 10 o'clock.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.